welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan West with Farm Bureau. Kentucky Farm Bureau President Mark Haney was among those who witnessed President Donald Trump as he signed the 2018 Farm Bill into law Thursday, December 20th. Haney says the new Farm Bill was endorsed by both Kentucky and American Farm Bureau.
We endorsed that to the Farm Bill at Kentucky Farm Bureau. We at the American Farm Bureau had a last-minute meeting and unanimously supported the passage of the Farm Bill in both chambers. And there's lots of the Farm Bill that we didn't get that we wanted, certainly. But, you know, that gives us something to continue to work for.
He says the new Farm Bill will provide some much-needed stability for agriculture.
As we see farm income and farm gate receipts depressed from what they were a few years ago, really we got to maximize what programs we have. We got to maximize being able to implement the programs to benefit as much as we can.
He says it's important to let them know if there are still areas that need to be addressed in the Farm Bill.
We look forward to hearing from our members, and we look forward to hearing from the farmers to make sure that we stay on the right track. We don't do this in a vacuum. We have to do our work on this with a lot of input from farmers across the state of Kentucky.
We'll have more in a moment. October through December is the peak period for automobile deer collisions on the highway. Drivers should be especially alert in the hours just before and after dawn and dusk when deer are often on the move. Pay special attention to those deer crossing signs on the highway where patterns of deer movement are most likely. At night, with oncoming traffic, use high beam headlights to increase your range of vision. Be alert, slow down, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Farm Bureau President Mark Haney says funding for broadband expansion is another positive.
This new appropriation bill that came out has got earmarked about $600 million for broadband expansion and really development. That is a good shot for that.
He adds grants for colleges and universities is another step in the right direction.
These regionals and their ag schools at those regional universities play an important role, an important part, and we depend on those. So getting them a seat at the table is always important to us and important to them. A lot of the work gets accomplished quicker when it's divided up into pieces and everybody takes their part. So they do a good job trying to not duplicate.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.